Chicago, it's DJ Moore here. I'm glad to be here, excited to be here.
DJ Moore.
Shoot, again, a fun, exciting, energetic person that's just going to come to work every day and not look back.
Chicago Bear wide receiver.
Williams on the move looking for DJ Moore, who just absolutely snatched that line drive for a gain of 11 at the 41. What a catch by Moore.
Are you kidding me?
DJ Moore chatting it up with Mullin Haw on 670 The Score.
Will you describe that win for us?
Come back. Don't call it a comeback.
Oh, nice. Well, Cool J game.
Yeah, it was. Don't call it a comeback, and shout out to them.
Don't call it a comeback.
Mullin Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. What a delight to have our guy DJ Moore join us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Felt a lot like a comeback, DJ, but we won't call it that. How are you, buddy?
Morning,
great
DJ.
To catch up.
Good morning. I'm doing well. Got a win, so all things are good.
How do you feel this morning? We were worried you took a couple of big hits.
I'm good. A little sore, but all good.
How was Keenan after the game? You know, he limped off at one point, and they didn't mention anything. Did he seem okay?
Yeah, he's just the old man. You know, he's going to be having his growing pains now. But, nah, he's good. I think something happened when he got hit, but I think he's fine. So that's nothing to worry about.
So Matt Eberflus and a lot of players made a lot about what happened at halftime. Obviously, the defense had their moment, and they regrouped. What was it like offensively, and how would you describe the halftime conversation?
Yeah, the halftime conversation, Eberflus just said that we're going out there and going to have our best half yet for the next 30 minutes. And I think everybody honed in on the details of things and to go get that done, come back and get that W for the city and for the Bears.
You know, not the way we envisioned it, right? I think we figured you guys would be showing off some of that firepower that we'd see kind of the big offensive day. But man, you know, whatever happened, you got a punt return for a touchdown. You got the pick six for a touchdown. You did enough to win the football game, and everyone seems to kind of understand that that's the way you got to win. If it's not the offense's day, then everybody else has to pick up the team. And I think that just the fact that you managed to do that, I think, gives a lot of hope for the season.
Yeah, we didn't have the best day that we wanted, but special teams and the defense held it down. And when all three phases can hold it down together as one, it's going to be a good season. And but when one of the sides don't, we got to just pick them up.
So you had an odd day because you had a run longer than any of your catches. You had the 14-yarder. Which involved a nice little move, nice little hesitation move that opened up the gap right there. In terms of you carrying the ball, is that something we're going to see more of this season, do you think?
I don't know. I just knew going to this week that was a possibility of me getting the ball this week.
Did you say anything to Velus after that kickoff miscue? That must have been a bad moment for him. I don't know. You know, he used to be in the wide receiver room. Did you kind of give him any encouragement?
I didn't really say anything to him because when you start saying stuff to people after stuff like that, it just is always in their mind and right. It stacks on. So I just let him be and get through the game where he came back and had that little screen pass and had 12 yards, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So, DJ, we obviously a lot of attention on Caleb Williams and what he went through throughout preseason. He looked smooth. He looked like we could expect the guy to play like a veteran. Yesterday he had what, you know, looked like he a rookie. He's going to have some uneven moments this season. Yesterday was one of them. Take us through his day and what you saw and how he can maybe learn from that experience.
Yeah, it's the first real live action, like, four-quarter football for him. So I think he handled it well. He knows that a bunch of plays could have been made, but at the same time, we got the win at the end of the day, and we're just going to go back on offense and look at every position group and see what everyone could have did better.
DJ, you know, a beautiful time in your life, right? You got the new contract. You got a new house. We watched it on Hard Knocks. You got a new baby on the way. It just feels like a lot of things are coming together in your personal life and your professional life. How do you feel about all that happening? I mean, are you caught up in the excitement of that? Do you just accept what's happened to you? Do you ever look back and think, like, goodness gracious, this is working out pretty well?
All the above, everything's working out great. I've been living in the moment. I am where my feet are. I mean, it's just an exciting time, and the season is exciting.
The real question is, what did Hard Knocks do for your daughter's career?
Dude, a lot. She's been blowing up, so we're going to see what else things come about from this.
Like what? What would be an example of things blowing up?
When she wanted to do that challenge, she got on Pucker Up the YouTube and did that challenge, so with candy, sour candy, so she was excited.
That's so classic. You know, it's just one of these things, I think, where when the season began, we were expecting you guys to kind of show some of the things you have. Maybe we didn't take into account how tough your opponent was at the line of scrimmage, right? They kind of seemed to hurry everything. The interior of their defensive line, this Tavondre Sweat guy, mother of God, he weighs close to 400 pounds, and he dominated inside. We know what a load Simmons is. It just felt like there were some problems on the inside of your offensive line. There was pressure on the quarterback, and maybe you didn't have the timing, the rhythm that you thought you would going into that game.
I say the front five definitely had a factor in a lot of things, but I know our line can get it done, so we're going to go back and look at it and see how we can improve on that aspect. But not knowing that the front five or the D-line was like that until we got in-game, it was crazy to see.
Yeah. This segment with DJ Moore is sponsored by Plumbers 911. Plumbing emergency, call the plumbing professionals, available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. So, DJ, we haven't talked to you since the whole Hard Knocks experience. It was somewhat maybe intrusive for 5 weeks. The cameras were everywhere. Was it enjoyable? Was it something that interfered with, you know, focus or anything like that? Did you have to watch what you said?
Nah. At the point we stopped caring and we just knew they was going to be there. But they wasn't in the way and they just let us be us.
Yeah, it's amazing how no one on your team swears. It's really kind of remarkable.
They kept that part out.
Yeah, it was all cleaned up. And that, I got to tell you, like, there were a lot of stars that came out of that thing. I wonder if you were as bright a star as we kind of felt. Did you get a lot of reaction from friends around the league, et cetera?
No. I think the people that really know me know that I'm, like, goofy and funny like that. So it wasn't really a reaction to it. I think more fans were, like, hey, DJ is really, like, just a regular human and just funny and outgoing.
So what did you do to celebrate the victory? And did it include a trip to the ice cream museum?
No, it did not include a trip to the ice cream museum. I just went home and laid on the couch, honestly.
Popeyes?
Nah, no Popeyes.
It's so classic. So listen, you know, you're going down to Houston now, right? you got to win. You look around the division, and Minnesota won. Detroit won in overtime last night. We know that the Packers lost. Do you get to watch any of these games? Did you watch Green Bay in Brazil? Did you get to watch the Thursday night opener? How interested are you as a football fan in what's going on in the league?
I mean, I watched like probably the first quarter, then turn to something else. But I'm not really sitting there watching a whole three hour game on different teams.
Hmm. So, in terms of this offense, yesterday it might be something. It's hard to gauge what to expect based on a performance like yesterday offensively. But you mentioned Keenan Allen, kind of the old guy of the group. Roma Dunze, we know, is capable of big plays. We saw that a glimpse of a preseason. And we know that you're the number one wide receiver on this team. How will that evolve, and how will this passing game kind of develop into one that threatens defenses? Didn't yesterday, but I imagine that yesterday will be the exception to the rule.
Yesterday was probably, I want to say, get your feet wet, and then we can see what everyone is going to play like, the defenses, and then we can just go from there to see where we can put people in mismatches and the routes that are needed to go out there and be successful and win.
Did you feel like you guys were productive enough? Do you feel like you got enough done? You caught 5 of the 8 passes thrown to you, and that was for 36 yards. We know you had the big run as well. I don't know how many more opportunities you needed, but it felt like you were doing a lot of hard work out there, and you were taking some hits, but it wasn't as smooth as we imagined it might be.
Yeah, it's the first week. I don't think a lot of it would have been smooth. The defense was out there looking smooth, but we had some growing pains this game, so it was really tough. But we pushed through and didn't turn the ball over or had too many negative plays back to back. So that was a good thing.
We're just getting used to DeAndre Swift in his first season in a Bears uniform. You've known him since you guys were kids. Just wondered, he had 10 touches yesterday. He can be a big part of this offense. He's got to be, really, to run the ball. How is he adjusting based on what you know of him, and how comfortable is he?
I think he's comfortable. I think he understands the scheme of things and where he fits in. And like I said a few times, I think he's the difference maker in the offense and will be down the stretch.
You know, obviously we look at Caleb Williams and the statistics are pretty rough. Less than 100 yards passing, and the Bears hadn't won a game with less than 100 yards passing since, I believe, 2006, and they were awful good that year, had a really good defense. Do you feel like that Caleb will get into a rhythm here? Were you surprised at the number of batted passes? Let's put it that way. They kind of kept him in the pocket quite a bit. The one time where he kind of broke out, he threw an absolute pill to you. It seemed like it was maybe he threw it even with more velocity than he should have, but you caught it fairly easily.
Yeah, he did get into a rhythm. Like I said, he got his first taste of 4 quarters and like hungry grown men chasing him. So it was. I know it's going to stick with him, and he's going to bounce back and definitely get a rhythm faster than we want to see.
You went against that defense every day in training camp. You're familiar with what it's capable of doing, but boy, yesterday, creating 3 turnovers in the fourth quarter, scoring on defense, did they exceed your expectations? Because that's a type of performance that is elite and stamped this defense as one that could be top 10, top 5 in the league.
Yeah, that solidified it. Just for them to have that many takeaways and have and put us in a position to win with the 2 interceptions, Tariq being the pick six and Jalen just ending the game like that is amazing.
I wonder when you you know, you're on the sideline, you're going over your stuff. Did you see the block punt in the return? Was it more the crowd screaming, or do you watch plays like that? What was it like to just have that happen? It seemed like it awakened the crowd.
I was just looking on the Jumbotron. That's how I really watched the game, because I don't feel like being on my feet too much. But I seen it on the Jumbotron. I didn't know. I thought somebody fell on it until Jonathan picked it up and scored. So I was like, whoa, that's a big play.
You healthy? You are you fine? Did you go into the injury tent for a little while?
Like, you
yesterday?
Got your back or your shoulder
dinged a little bit.
Yeah, I was fine. They just had to check me out. When I fell, thought something had happened, but nothing had happened.
Yeah, you got. I mean, again, that defense hit pretty hard, and you know, you were against a guy who's considered like one of the top corners in the league and got a big contract leaving Kansas City. You seemed like you were doing pretty well against him too. It was a question of getting the ball to you.
Yeah, it was a good matchup. I got him a few times, and I mean, it's football. You're going to get people, and just got to take advantage of it.
It's early. What do you know about the Texans, and how excited are you to play on Sunday Night Football?
I know they got a good high-powered offense, and their defense has been improved. So I'm waiting to see some more film on them to really go dive deeper into what they do.
It was funny, and I don't know how funny it is, but I saw that the three rookie quarterbacks that started Washington, Jaden Daniels, Caleb, and the kid from Denver, Bo Nix, they combined for like 17 yards less than Cam Newton had on his debut. So it's just it. I think it speaks to how difficult the game is for young players.
Yeah, but Cam was the exception back then. He threw for like 400 something yards. Yeah. That's unheard of.
It was nice to see Justin Fields get a victory, though, in his debut for the Steelers. That had to be good for him, because you like to see him have some success.
Yeah, congrats to him. And, because he wasn't supposed to start. Russell was supposed to start, but then he went in there and got a win. So I know they're proud, and he's happy.
Great stuff, DJ. We love catching up with you. Congratulations on everything during the off season, and we'll look forward to talking to you. And hopefully, the offense getting better as the year goes on.
Thanks, DJ.
Thank you.
That is our guy, DJ Moore.